Cybersecurity measures. IT requires robust security to the numerous cyber threats that exist. Maintaining certain standards for cybersecurity may be a regulatory requirement in certain jurisdictions, and it also creates reputation and liability risks for the organization in the event of a breach of personally identifiable information. It can also be a cause of trade disruption. For example, a ransomware attack shut down a key U.S. East Coast pipeline in May of 2021. In 2024, a ransomware attack on a Swedish logistics company, Scanlog, the distributor for the monopolized state-owned liquor retailer in that country, resulted in liquor store shelves having severe shortages. Cybersecurity includes basic measures such as role-based access, use of passwords and password standards, multi-factor authentication, firewalls, continuous backups, audit trails, encryption, measures to protect personally identifiable information, PII, and comply with regulations such as the EU General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, and much more. Cyber insurance is one option for addressing cybersecurity risks. This form of coverage is basically a type of trade disruption coverage. The impact of cyber risks on suppliers and customers one or more tiers out may also need to be considered when negotiating this type of insurance. Cybersecurity is especially complex for supply chains, since they integrate with numerous partners, creating more attack vulnerabilities. At the highest level of supply chain maturity, the orchestrated supply chain, the expectation related to cybersecurity is that comprehensive standards for cybersecurity are followed by all partners. Organizations can rely on standards such as ISO 27001, Information Security, Cybersecurity and Privacy, and IST 800-53. Security and Privacy Controls for Information Systems and Organizations, or Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification, CMMC. Another way supply chains can get all parties on board is to agree to use a common security framework. We explore ISO 27001, the NIST Cybersecurity Framework, and the MITRE, ATT, and CK Registered Trademark Framework more next. ISO 27001. ISO 27001 Information Security, Cybersecurity and Privacy Protection, Information Security Management Systems, requirements is an international standard for information security that addresses the management requirements for designing, planning, implementing, maintaining, and continuously improving the organization's information security management system. The goal is to help organizations better secure their information assets. Organizations can seek certification to this standard from an accredited certification body following a successful audit. An IST Cybersecurity Framework. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, is a U.S. government agency and a contributing member of the ISO. The NIST Cybersecurity Framework, version 2.0, 2024, has been well accepted in the U.S. and internationally as a foundation for developing cohesive cybersecurity processes and policies intended to provide information systems with resilience. The framework outlines cost-effective best practices that can be tailored to the need and properly prioritized. The 2.0 version adds supply chain-specific features. The framework includes a framework core. The core presents cybersecurity activities called functions, their expected outcomes divided into categories. For example, for the protect function, one is identity management, authentication, and access control, and subcategories, for example, identity assertions are protected, conveyed, and verified. Thus, online implementation examples and informative references, for example, relevant standards. Exhibit 8-20 shows how these functions operate as a cyber risk management lifecycle. Exhibit 8-20, an IST Cybersecurity Framework Core. Govern, business context, cybersecurity risk management strategy, roles, responsibilities, policy, and oversight. Identify organizational asset and supplier understanding, improvement opportunities, and risk identification. Protect preventive and mitigative controls, including training and maintenance. Detect continuous monitoring and timely anomaly detection and related processes. Respond containing effects of incidents and planning and communicating responses and improvements. Recover plans for resilience and recovery after failures. A set of implementation tiers, These are maturity levels for implementation of cybersecurity that go from partial to risk-informed to repeatable to adaptive. A framework profile. This area provides guidance on generating a cybersecurity roadmap aligned with the given industry, organizational strategy, best practices, and legal or regulatory requirements. An organization with several supply chains may have separate roadmaps per chain. The profile includes an as-is and a to-be state for gap analysis, MITRE, ATT, and CK registered trademark framework. The MITRE, adversarial tactics, techniques, and common knowledge, MITRE, ATT, and CK registered trademark framework is a curated framework that categorizes adversary behavior and maps out the life cycle of cyber attacks. It provides a common frame of reference for types of attacks and presents related defenses. The categories of adversary tactics that follow are useful to understand the life cycle of an attack. Resource development. Developing the ability to command and control attacks. Reconnaissance. Initial access, for example, phishing. Execution. Persistence. Trying to stay in the system. Privilege escalation. Getting higher levels of access. Defense evasion. Detection avoidance. Credential access. Stealing user IDs and passwords. Discovery. Determining what they can control. Lateral movement. Gaining access to other systems. Collection. Determining what data to steal. Command and control. Using seemingly normal traffic to communicate with the compromised network. Exfiltration. Data theft. Impact. A malicious attack such as ransomware.